Good morning, everybody. It's 8:15. It's Wednesday morning with Mike and Casey at 100.7 WHUD.
Well, we can now buy COVID-19 antibody tests for ourselves, even without visiting a doctor's office. This from Quest Direct. Dr. Sandra Kesh is here. She's an infectious disease specialist and deputy medical director at WestMed Medical Group. And she's here to explain to us about antibody testing.
I think what I'd like your listeners to really understand is that there's a lot of antibody testing out there right now that's just not reliable, meaning that if it gives you a positive test, you don't know whether you're immune to coronavirus, you don't know whether you're immune to COVID coronavirus or a coronavirus that causes the common cold. And so it gives you, you know, potentially this false sense of assurance that you're okay, you're in the clear, when you may not be.
Okay, that makes sense. So even with antibody testing, we still need further investigation?
That's right. And it really depends on the type of antibody test you're looking at. The ones that we really are waiting for are the ones that tell us whether someone has immunity to SARS coronavirus, the one that causes COVID-19. If you have tests that are not specific for that, then you really have no reassurance that you're immune to COVID. The other thing is that, you know, antibody testing is really only reliable if it's done at least 10 days after your symptoms started. You know, you have to give the body a chance to make antibodies that you can detect. Testing too soon might translate into a false negative test, meaning that you think you don't have the infection when you actually do.
We're talking to Dr. Sandra Kesh, infectious disease specialist and deputy medical director at WestMed Medical Group. So when the governor talks about testing is the key to opening up the state and the country, what kind of testing is he talking about?
Yeah, the tests that's really more helpful at this point are the tests for acute infection, you know, the nasopharyngeal swabs, the swab type of testing that a lot of people have had done already. And what we found is that really only 12% of, people who live in Westchester County, for example, have been tested positive, meaning that there's an awful lot of people who still have not been exposed and infected to the disease. You know, when we have enough testing available, we're able to identify who's infected and really isolate them and do contact tracing, you know, isolate everyone who they've had contact with. Without adequate testing that gives us results quickly, it's very hard to do that.
What about the testing that New York State is doing, testing for antibodies? Who are getting those tests? Was that just a random sampling?
Yes, so it's kind of what we call a surveillance study where we're just surveying people out there. We don't know whether they've had the infection or not, and we're just trying to see how many people have been exposed and have antibodies. The important reason to do that is that you don't just want to survey people who have had the infection because you expect them to have positive antibodies. You really want to know how many people have been exposed and whether they got sick or not are now immune to it.
Okay, how do we know if we're immune? Just because I had it once, does that mean I'm never going to get it again?
It's a very good question, Casey. And here's the problem with a lot of these tests. We don't have a defined threshold for immunity, meaning that even the best tests right now, they'll tell you that you have a certain level of antibody in your blood, but we don't know what level actually translates into lasting immunity, meaning that all we can tell you from the test is that you're immune today, but whether you're going to be immune in 3 months, we don't really know.
Okay, so my friend in Westchester had the virus and recovered, and now Westchester County is taking his blood plasma. What are they doing with that?
Right. So what we do with the plasma is we're actually giving plasma, which contains antibodies that have been effective in, you know, getting rid of COVID in that person who was infected, and giving them to someone who is fighting the infection and really having a hard time recovering from it. It's kind of a way of transferring antibodies from one person to another, but that's why it's key to have good antibody testing, because you have to be sure that the person you're getting the antibodies from has enough antibodies to really make it be effective in the person who's sick.
So the average person wants to be tested, wants an antibody test. What do they do?
So the most important thing is to check with your healthcare provider, your doctor's office, to see what type of antibody test they have. And the important question to ask is whether it's a test that is specific for COVID-19. And if they don't give you a clear answer on that, or if they say that there's cross-reactivity, then I would definitely wait for a better test.
And they're coming, these better tests?
They are. They're coming. You know, we at WestMed call these lab providers and these manufacturers every day to see when we can get our hands on on a reliable test. We're very careful not to offer testing until we have that type of test, but I think in the coming week or two, we're going to have something we can work with.
Great. Where can people go for more information?
For more information, they can go to our website, westmedgroup.com, and we have information there for our patients and some general information for the general public.
Westmedgroup.com.
That's right.
That is Dr. Sandra Kesh, infectious disease specialist with WestMed. Mike, we're learning about things we never thought we'd be learning about.
Unbelievable. Great information there, because I just got a message from a friend of mine, Danny, and he was kind of saying the same thing, that his friends are telling him, well, if you take a certain test, it might give you a false positive or a false negative, and either way, it's not really definitive. So you got to wait for the right test at the right time. It's so confusing, and we're all becoming like semi-doctors, you know, quasi-physicians. And she gave great advice. I love that.
And we'll have her back. Dr. Sandra Kesh from WestMed. It's 821.